We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
One Jeff and Jen Show family member named Dan needs your help. We got him on hold. He's got a unique gift idea for his wife for Valentine's Day. Wants to know if it's cool to give it to her.
All right, let's get right into it and see if we can get some help for Dan early on the Jeff and Jen Show. Dan, tell us what you're planning on getting your new wife for Valentine's Day this week.
So, well, I'm gonna take her for an overnight stay at the lovely St. Regis Hotel.
Swanky?
Yeah, for a romantic. Yeah, I think so.
You can just stop right there. I'm in. Sign me up.
That's what I thought at least, but I've been getting a little bit of backlash, and I guess there's a sister-in-law doesn't think it's a good gift because this is the St. Regis is where I took my ex-wife. My current wife is my second wife. She doesn't feel I treat her to the finer things, spend money on her, you know, in the same way that I did with my ex-wife. You know, these nice things like staying at the St. Regis. So I thought it'd be the perfect thing of like, hey, look, I do care about you and love you, especially even more than my ex-wife now, I would say.
Yep, you definitely should say that, just for the record.
Right, for the record, and it's the truth. But yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think she's going to love it and feel like, you know, I'm showing my, you know, that I truly do appreciate her and want her to experience the finer things. But her sister is really giving me flack for it.
So is it just because it's the same hotel? Or are you going to the exact same room?
No, it's not the exact same room. But no, it is. It's that we're going to the same hotel.
Same hotel.
I'm split right down the middle with this because there are a lot of really luxurious hotels in Atlanta that you can choose from. So you could still show her, quote, the finer things, but go to a different hotel. No problem. That's number one. But number two, you can't cross everything that you did with an old relationship off your future possibilities list because that's not fair to anybody else you're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. That's exactly my thought. That's exactly how I feel. And also, I like the same.
Right.
Well, and I think as long as you're making your wife feel special and unique, that's what women want, I think, is to feel loved and treated like they're the only ones on the planet. So if you can make her feel that way, then I think you're good to go. But if she's somebody that's going to have a problem with this, you already know it.
Y'all are tripping. She's going to have a problem.
You think?
For sure.
She has said, you don't spoil me the way you spoiled your ex-wife.
Yeah, but she didn't say, I want you to spoil me in the same places you spoiled your ex-wife. Take me to the Four Seasons, maybe the W. There's so the Lowe's Hotel. There's so many great other hotels, and you chose the same one that you used to go to with your ex-wife. I would be like, you're lazy, and you should have thought it through.
I really think that if Dan's wife is not somebody who's jealous of the past or spends any of her time or space living in the past, I think it could be fine.
So Kelly Cheese's argument is that there's so many other options. Go wherever you want. Jen Hobby's argument is, come on, man, you got to live your life and what you did in the past doesn't affect who you are right now.
I agree. And I think that you've got to know who she is, right? You got to know who your wife and what her preferences are because it might not be a big deal to her, or it may be. What do you think? 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
Valentine's Day seems like a simple holiday, but not when it comes to exes. Dan just joined the Jeff and Jen Show and said, hey, I want to do something for my wife. Want to take her to a fancy St. Regis overnight stay. Well, the problem is he went there with his ex-wife.
Just once.
Current wife is saying, you don't pamper me the same way that you did back in the day with her. So he thought, I'll pamper her. but it's at the exact same place. So that's the debate. Can he give her this gift idea, or is it going to blow up in his face?
Jen says, yes, it's no problem. Kelly Chi says, no way.
You are tripping.
Well, the internet passionately agrees with one of you because I put up a poll on my Instagram last night. 78% of people say, no way.
He's got to pick a different place.
Leah in Atlanta.
Oh, no, no, no. Pick a different place. Pamper her, yes, but there are more than 10 hotels in the metro Atlanta area with a 5-star rating.
Right.
If he does not pick a different place, he could end up in the same place he was with his ex-wife.
Divorce court.
But it's the St. Regis. But, it's so fancy.
But there's the Lowe's and the Intercontinental and the Mandarin Oriental and the Four Seasons.
You know what she could do is turn this back around if he picks another hotel and be like, oh, well, it's not as fancy as the one that you went to with your ex.
Well, you would have to go.
You know, she could. She, you know, Kelly Cheese, that could be an argument.
Doug in Atlanta.
I plead the fifth.
Kelly is so right on. Spot on.
Yes.
Don't take her to the same hotel. No way.
Now,
Kelly is so wrong on this one.
In terms of luxury hotels, is the St. Regis the top of the heap? Because could that argument be made that he wants to give her the same experience? No, it's not. There's a Four Seasons.
I was going to say the Four Seasons.
Ritz-Carlton.
The Ritz-Carlton, the Mandarin Oriental. The Ritz-Carlton Buckhead's got some new name now. It's like a fancy brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's not about being fancy, Jen. It's about being special.
That's
yes.
True. You're right. You're right about that part.
No, but it's not, Jen. You had it dead on. If
it's not as fancy,
correct.
She's going to compare because she's already doing those comparisons. Now, Jeff, you have been married before.
I have.
And you are remarried.
Yes.
Have you and Callie ever been somewhere that you and your ex-wife had been?
Hey, Amanda in Conyers.
You're not going to answer that?
Welcome to the show. Why would that doesn't even matter.
It does matter.
Yes, obviously, yes. I've lived in the same city for 15, 16 years.
Does she compare the experience or is it different because you're married to her?
I doubt she compares the experience.
Because Jeff hasn't told her that was a thing.
Thank you, Kelly. Amanda in Conyers.
No woman wants to be ex-wife 2.0. Pick a different location. I mean, there's no reason that you can't, like, go to a different place. And even if she does do the whole, oh, well, I went to the same, you know, your ex went to St. Regis and I'm not. So that's when you have your charm, your chance to work your charm and go, but baby, you know what? I wanted to create different experiences with you because you're special to me. You're different. And I don't want to think about you there, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can work that. But no woman wants to be ex-wife 2.0.
Now, if you're, if you are a person who does compare experiences, Amanda,
and
he takes you to, I'm trying to say this properly, he takes you, because I don't want to put down any of the beautiful top shelf, you know, 5-star hotels.
I mean, we're getting real snotty if we're comparing the
I know,
differences.
But what I'm saying is, and I don't know what the difference, when you get to that level, I don't know what the difference is. They're all beautiful, right, to me. So, but if St. Regis is truly the top of the mountain, and he takes her to one that might be 3 steps down the side of the mountain, won't she forever say, you didn't take me to the best?
No, because he said that he made it unique to her, and that's all that matters.
Well, in that case, then he just needs to hit the Embassy Suites where they got that free breakfast buffet or whatever.
But her biggest argument
is he's got to go to Delta.com and get out of town.
Now, hold on. Did Jen just go from being completely wrong to upgrading this woman's experience to a weekend away?
I guess so.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.